I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Was dedicated to you, my love, my babe.
Yeah, definitely feeling like a pretty woman today. You know, I just looked it up as that song was playing. Where are you? Oh, yeah, we're on FaceTime today. That's right.
Yeah, we're on FaceTime because, as you all probably know, Facebook is down.
Is fucked. Yeah, it's like, so we couldn't call each other.
The world is ending. Yeah.
I also don't like FaceTime because the camera's a little bit more close for some reason. It zooms in a little more. I'm not loving it. Not loving the angle. I just looked this up as that song was playing. I had like this really visceral memory of watching SCTV, like back in the day. I used to tape it every day when I got home from school. And Roy Orbison was on there singing Pretty Woman. And I always assumed that he was blind because he wears those like big, huge glasses. And I just looked it up and he's not. But it is a common urban legend. So I'm not the only dumb one, at least. Yeah.
It's like the Mandela effect, right?
Yeah. Remember the...
he was blind.
Remember my favorite blind thing is that Stevie Wonder isn't blind. Because he caught that mic.
That was crazy. Just look up Stevie Wonder is not blind, and it's him at the White House.
There's a bunch of stuff. There's a bunch of different stuff, though. There's, like, a few different things.
I mean, it is pretty crazy.
It's a cool
theory.
When
you look at him do that, you're like, holy shit, there's no way that he's blind.
I mean, talk about a long con. Speaking of dumb people, not Stevie Wonder, going back to me being dumb for thinking Roy Orbison was blind. I had to pay my aunt and rent, and she came over and I was supposed to give it to her, and my money is just like all gone because I created this Canadian PayPal account, and so I'm like, great, so I can transfer money between my US and Canadian bank account, right? So I'm like super excited. I create this account and I request money out of that account from my American account for like $2,600 because I have to give like a security deposit and shit. So pretty much all my money. And I transfer that and it's just like not showing up in my Canadian account. And I was like, what the fuck? And like, they're like, well, it might take a couple of days. So my aunt's like, okay, well, I'll come back on Monday, which is today. And I wake up today, still not in there. And I'm like looking around and it's like, oh, I have to confirm my email. Okay, cool. I'll do that. And I wrote my email address wrong.
Oh, no.
I put AmandaGaczynski@gmail.com instead of AmandaGaczynski1. And I do own the first one, like, without the one.
Oh, thank God.
But it's from, like, 2001 or something.
And you're going to have to find the password.
But it's not that. It's that they can only send the recovery password to the cell phone that I had back then. So I was like,
oh my God,
great!
What are you gonna do?
And remember like a few months ago when we accidentally sent our Patreon money to a non-existing PayPal and then Patreon. I mean, talk about great customer support, you guys. I mean, it's endless.
There are zero humans actually working at Patreon, we figured out. Zero.
Yeah.
except the one person who runs their Twitter account. Yeah. If you bug them enough on Twitter, like, oh my God, how can I help?
Which is what happened when Bacon Fingers deleted my account. Everyone came and like bitched at them, and they finally did reach out because the guy was so annoyed. He's like, what can I help you with? But yes, but anyway, I called PayPal because with Patreon, they were like, it'll be back a month. We're like,
just gotta wait like 30 to 60 days. We're like, cool.
So there's nothing you can do. Oh, no, don't worry, though. Don't worry. We can call PayPal, but, you know, and then nothing happens.
You're just better waiting.
I talked to Juan at PayPal today. He reversed that shit in like 30 seconds.
Thank you,
PayPal
Juan.
Canada.
Well, that's
not
why.
Me. Hello.
Everything's better in Canada.
You know what I find so funny when you call a help place and they have to say, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? I'm like, how much does your soul die every time you have to say that? And when they have to be like, yes, yeah. I understand your concern. They have like that script.
You know what though? I tell you, whenever they ask, do you have time to take a survey?
I always do.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because that's how they
pay
make
forward.
Their bonuses.
Yeah,
exactly. Only takes a second. Now, I played that song right at the top because that was the Hansers performance on The Masked Singer, which you and I both thoroughly enjoy. I really wish it was on two nights, though.
I know. That first week was a big tease.
I know, and now it's only once a week. And it's nice to
like
keep
Bachelor
it to one
in Paradise.
Hour. Yeah. But Bachelor in Paradise, they could cut that down quite a bit.
Oh, they could cut that whole middle section out last week. What's on tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Tomorrow night. Okay, well, whatever. You teased me. Now, listening to that again, are you still sticking by your guess? Because I think I know who this person is.
Were you playing the hamster or were you playing Roy Orbison?
That was the hamster.
Oh, I thought that was Roy Orbison. It sounded just... Oh, okay, well, then I think it's Roy Orbison.
The hamster's actually Roy Orbison. Yeah. Is he alive? Is he still alive?
I mean, I just looked up his Wikipedia. I got it up here. No, I don't think he is. And he's also not blind.
So it's definitely Roy Orbison, for sure.
Wait, let's see. You know, he died in
1988. Oh my God, 88?
88.
So I'm pretty sure I saw him after 1988. I think this is like a Mandela effect.
It's like Andy Kaufman. He's alive too.
I'm pretty sure I saw him on some sort of New Year's Rockin' Eve or something.
Sure. Probably.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's all a scam. No, I think I know who it is, and I don't know if you want to know who my guess is.
No, I don't care. Tell me. I don't care that much.
Okay. I am pretty sure, based on the clues, and I went back.
Why
and
do you even
listen
to the clues? Like, I can't even like get. I go into full ADHD.
Oh, I take
the
notes.
Second, Jesus.
I take notes.
Okay.
I think, and I don't want to ruin this for you. I don't think it's Jack Black. I think it is Rob Schneider.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's someone in that.
Yeah, in that circle
realm for sure. Okay, I can see that.
I just think Jack Black's voice is a little like more like right here.
Yeah, but he can
and Rob
sing.
Schneider can do
sing
that
really
like.
Well. When have you heard Rob Schneider sing? Does he sing a lot?
It's just like him. Yeah, I swear he's been on SNL doing singing stuff. I want to say he does like an Elvis impersonation, or am I just seeing this?
I don't.
Can't you see him like dressed with like a little curly thing on top of his head?
Because now I'm thinking of Andy Kaufman. Honestly, Rob Schneider, all I remember him doing is the cuppies. Making cuppies.
Yeah.
Which that, I mean, that actually, they brought that back. They like brought that back and then did, it was like a recurring character.
Cool. Right on the nose. Just like your Tim the Tool Man Taylor reference on your latest Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom.
Oh, because Joan made a noise.
Oh, you guys went on a full 2-minute just rant about Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and that's how you referred to him. Tim the Tool Man Taylor and Al Borland.
Oh, he's guys, daddy.
Because like, Al is like totally my type. Like, he's like super
but
hot.
Is he not? Is that wrong? Like, he's your type too.
No, it's just so funny. Because
if Dave puts on a flannel shirt, he's Al Borland.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Am I like really echoey? Because I'm in like a so I'm in a room with nothing. Like, am I really?
Oh,
loud?
Your house is so big.
No, but my
now
window's
your
open.
Voice
hey,
just
calm
echoes.
Down.
Echoes.
I feel like I'm really loud. So,
well, we'll see. This is going to be
people
our test podcast
it.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, we'll hear about
oh, we'll
it.
Hear about it.
We
don't
see
worry.
You 1-star reviews. But you know what? Don't worry about it because we're having fun. Okay, can we briefly touch on Masked Singer here?
Yeah.
As long as we're at it. And you watched, right?
Yeah.
You finally watched Cupcake. Uh-huh. What's the scuttlebutt on Cupcake? Because I thought for sure, when I saw this the second, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait till Amanda watches this.
It just looks too
short. Because it's so obvious to me.
It looks too short.
That is RuPaul.
Ru is like 6'7", though, I think. But it is kind of difficult.
It sounds exactly like Ru.
It does. Yeah, that's the thing. And honestly, before I even heard her sing, I also don't know like what verbiage to use on this because he goes by, I mean, I don't think he cares. Let's go with she. But
okay.
When she did her like talk, like her clues right at the beginning, yeah. She goes, oh, here I, like it was kind of sarcastic her first. She goes, here I am on the Masked Singer. I finally made it. And then she does like a Ru laugh. Like a
yeah,
so
and
that
they
was...
distort the voice, so it's all like
right.
Here I am on the stage again.
They
but
all have this weird...
when she did the sarcastic, like kind of being bitchy about it, and then the laugh, that's when I first was like, oh, that sounds like a RuPaul laugh. So before I even heard her sing, I thought it might be RuPaul, but
okay.
Then she just looked short. But I guess they can kind
you know
of...
why?
Why?
Because Ru has really long legs and
yeah.
A short torso.
I don't think he even has a short torso though. He's just fucking. He has all.
I think
legs,
he kind of
though.
Does.
He's pretty leggy.
Yeah. So I can see, like, the way that they have the boots go over the knees.
Yeah.
I think that's, it's purposely to kind of throw you off.
Yeah,
the
and they're kind of making her legs a little bigger. Like, the boots are a little puffy,
right.
Which, because the legs would be a dead giveaway, too, because Ru has the best legs, like, ever.
Right,
but they're
exactly.
Making the legs a little more hammed up.
Uh-huh.
And also, but I don't understand when they use those, like, those mics, those long mics, because it's clearly not coming
yeah.
out of there, because his head would be way at the top of the heart. So are they just wearing head mics?
Probably. I'm sure there's, like, a little inward
okay.
one. But then, like, what do you do with your hands if you're out there singing? Like, it just...
But that's... I think that
probably
would be...
naturally
that would be
feel
easier
like...
if all you have to do is hold a mic and you can't really move.
Yeah.
That would be easier, because I'm really flaily when I... sing. I don't know what to do with my hands, so they're just kind of all over.
Well,
the
Cupcake
place.
Didn't even do a whole lot of dancing.
Yeah, well, Ru doesn't do that much dancing.
Well, that's what Ru I
mean. Ru doesn't move
just,
around
I,
a lot.
I think it's RuPaul.
Yeah.
But I know you were like, that's not RuPaul.
That's
but
just
that,
because
you're coming
I thought
around.
It,
you're
I also
around.
Thought the voice was a little better than Ru, but then I re-listened and I was like, okay, no, this, he could pull this off. It's not like a hard
okay.
song. It's low.
And now, if I remember, Cupcake is on your team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got
the okay.
Cupcakes we're exactly tied right now, I believe.
Yeah, we are tied up. Queen of Hearts is on my team.
Yeah.
And I had a couple guesses, but I don't think they're right. I got to listen to another song of Cupcake. Or I'm sorry, of Queen of Hearts. I had written down first. What did she say? I totally forgot.
She was good though, I feel.
She was, like, saying, follow your heart. She was drinking a potion. Champion of her own heart. She left home and never turned back. She had a picture frame of Hilary Swank as BFF. They have a Southern accent. So these were my picks, but I know they're not right, but, like, I feel like I'm getting there. First, I guessed Jessica Simpson, because it sounded a little Jessica Simpson-esque, okay. And then I was like, nope, not her. And then I went with Julianne Hough, and I feel like I guess her every single time. She's my Jamie Foxx. I'm like, Julianne Hough.
Oh, yeah.
Only because she's so thirsty, and she's tiny, and she can dance, and that's like, I don't know. I feel like 60% of the women that go on the show are all kind of in that.
But wait, you don't,
you know.
So you're saying you don't agree with Ken and Jenny when they think, Britney, free Britney, am I right?
J-Lo? I'm like, J-Lo. Yeah. J-Lo's coming on as the Queen of Hearts covering up her ass. Yeah, you got it.
So I just
nailed it.
I've never wanted to kill someone. Like, just not kill her, but, like hit her with, like, a dart.
I know
what
you want. Oh, I know you want. You want a slingshot. Just a slingshot and just goes, boom! Just gets her right in the face.
Right between the eyes. I can't stand, like, oh my God, how can Donnie Wahlberg, how can anyone want to be her? And, like, I feel like it really just is killing all the other judges entire souls to just have to interact with her and pretend like she's saying funny stuff. I think Ken might kind of like her, but Robin fucking hates her. Like, she'll say something, he'll be like,
I bet she's a nice person in real life. It's just, it's a lot, and it's kind of hard to look past some of the vaccine stuff that she said back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that her face doesn't move, but it's also, like, frozen.
She's done
it's
so
frozen
much.
In, like, an open, wide position. But
she's so naturally pretty. Just lay off it, whatever. But some of her guesses are so off.
Did someone, and this was Nicole Scherzinger, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Nicole Scherzinger, who I respect as an artist, I think she's an insanely good singer, beautiful, good actor, but she fucking guessed Emma Stone. And she goes, Emma Stone has a fabulous voice. And I was like, what are you fucking talking about? What?
I think they guessed for, actually, I think it was Cupcake. I think she said, Nicole said, Gloria Gaynor for Cupcake. I'm like, excuse me? What?
I mean, it's clearly a man.
And they were trying to figure out how they were going to navigate that.
Well, like, just like with Caitlyn Jenner. Same with Caitlyn Jenner. They said they kept guessing RuPaul for Caitlyn Jenner because I think that was probably the safest thing. But also, I wasn't sure, and like, I really wasn't 100% sure throughout the song if it was a man, because there are some women who sound, like, what do they say, Tracy Chapman. I was like, that's a pretty good guess, because Tracy Chapman, I still don't really know, is a man or a woman.
Macy Gray.
Macy Gray, I was just going to say. Like, that's another...
Are you trying to explain this to me, that some people sound like a man when they sing?
I wish you were on the show to see what the guesses would be. Like.
Yeah, that one they'd be like, ooh, Tom Jones? Who's got a... who's a real deep
They're like, Gilbert
there?
Godfrey?
Lance Bass. It's Lance Bass.
I feel like I went on, I would end up being like the, where everyone was guessing Joey Fatone, but then they all said it wasn't, because Joey Fatone's a lot fatter than that.
No, I was just going to say, they'd be guessing Jack Black for me.
Hey.
Like, that's Jack Black.
You get a lot worse than Jack Black, honey.
Okay. I guessed Kelly Pickler, but I don't think that's it. I don't think there is a quirky... I need to see another week of Queen of Hearts. Okay, how about Mallard? Mallard is on my team.
Best costume, and he sucks.
Yeah. I know. God,
like,
damn it.
Come on.
I really... Oh.
See, the costume fools you, Jody. You got fooled
by
that.
I don't know where to go with Mallard yet.
He was your first pick.
Well, we thought Mallard could get it until he opened his mouth.
He might still be able to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who that is yet. Can't dance, older. That's what I have. Can't dance, older. A human jukebox on a bus.
What did he sing? Did he like sing like a rap song, or was it like a...
I don't remember. I didn't write that down. I just wrote my notes.
I feel like it was a Dalmatian. Song that I don't like. Yeah, second Dalmatian opened his mouth, I was like, bye. Nice to have you on my team for a week.
Really? I thought Dalmatian would stick around for a little bit.
I don't know. It wasn't... I knew
and that's
I knew
the person who went home. Did you know who it was? You knew it was Tyga?
No. Yeah, I immediately was like, oh, that's Tyga.
I had no idea who Tyga is. I was like, oh.
I think he has something to do with the Kardashians, right? I think he's the Bibi Dede Kylie or something.
Oh, that's surprising. He actually had a very nice smile. Like, one of those smiles, like, it just lit up his whole face. He's got a huge smile.
Yeah. And he said he did it because that guy did it last year. Lil something. Bow Wow?
Cisco?
Bow Wow.
Oh, that one was funny because Nicole was like, it's one of the Lils. Lil Bow Wow, yeah. Little Yeezy. I don't know whatever these people's names are. Okay, and then Banana Split.
Banana Split, I think
I know who this one is.
Why is the banana there? Is the banana ever going to sing? The banana had a microphone in front of him at the piano, and I'm like, are you even going to like sing one note?
See, I think that totally gave it away who it was. I'm shocked. Really? You didn't notice this female voice?
No. I'm just going to go with what they're saying with the Catherine McPhee, David Foster thing.
Exactly. That's exactly who I think it is. Because who else is just going to go sit down at the piano? And it's like, we're a team, but she's really the one that I defer to with the singing, but I can hold my own because David Foster is a freaking psycho misogynist.
Yeah, and he's so
narcissist.
Talented too, like his music is really
good.
He can
be talented,
so
but he's
annoying.
Also an asshole.
Yeah, well, and also How Much Older, it's gross. that's gross. The whole thing is gross. But also, I was actually, if it is her, I'm going to be really impressed because I hate her on Smash. I think she sucks so bad.
So that's why it was going to say for you to watch this.
Oh, that's why you're... I thought you were more excited because of the RuPaul thing. By the way, when it is RuPaul, well, that's going to be... Like, it makes so much sense that it would be RuPaul because Ru is so out there in the media. He's doing SNL. He's just... He's all out there. Like, he is... He's like, this is my time. I don't have that much longer. Like, I am going to just milk the shit out of this. I don't mean longer, like, living. Just, like, he's taking his...
How much longer does he want to do this, even?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, he's taking not even his 15 minutes of fame, but he's riding this train. And good for him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's going to be really exciting when he reveals himself.
Yes. Speaking of SNL, I watched it.
I did too.
What did you think?
I thought that the thing I'm the most fascinated with, and I don't even know his name, but that new featured cast member, it was fascinating. And he's good, but he was
the one who played Joe Biden.
Yeah, he was in every sketch. He was like seriously featured in every sketch. And I was just so I was like, wow. And it's not that he's definitely funny. He definitely is a professional, but I've never seen them go in that hard on a featured player, especially on a premiere episode. So I'm just interested what he did in his audition or like what happened behind the scenes where it's like, we're going to lay it all out there with this guy. Like this guy is leading the show.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's good, but I wasn't blown away.
No, but I was proud of him. I mean, that must be very, very intense to be Joe Biden. You open the show as Joe Biden in the premiere episode. Like, I was proud of him. Like, that's got to be, like, cool as hell.
When people are used to seeing Jim Carrey as Joe Biden, which was a lot. It was too much for me.
I thought it was perfect, but then it kept happening.
I thought he was good. Yeah, I thought it was good. It was like
Alec Baldwin with Trump, where like the first few times I'm like, this is brilliant. And then even he was over it by the end.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking of Alec Baldwin, his wife,
Hilaria,
she has just exponentially gotten worse. It's so bad. If you just go on her Instagram, you would have thought that this whole scandal of her being found out as a complete fraud never happened. She's tripling down on the Eladia. It's really painful to watch. And he's along for the ride, which is baffling. Like, what's going on in his head? Okay, but besides all that, I really liked Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
I thought it was
he was comfortable.
An interesting choice to do as an opening act or opening host for the season. I still find him attractive.
I never have.
What's the other one?
Luke.
No, let me take that back. He's not attractive. There's
is he like what Colin says, or it's like, I forget what
Colin. Oh, no, Colin likes little monkey looking guys.
Yeah, monkey face. Yeah, which one
he likes more like.
He's kind of a butterface, but in a good way.
Well, it's his personality. It's kind of like a Vince Vaughn thing. Like, because you're funny and you got the confidence, you instantly become more sexy or more attractive. I think Luke is hotter or more attractive than Owen, but I like that whole thing. Which brings me to the other brother. He's like, both my brothers are here in the audience tonight, and they took off their masks and waved.
Oh, I thought that was going to be
I thought it was going to be a punchline, because the other brother is definitely the "Am I Judy?"
Is he? I want to see.
Yes.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Is he like busted?
I think he has like busted teeth. He looks like older. He almost looks like he would be on maybe like a hunting or fishing show or
Andrew
Duck
Wilson.
Dynasty or something.
He's got one weird tooth.
Oh, okay. So there was a tooth thing. I wasn't sure if I just projected that.
It was a big tooth.
But imagine, like, your brothers are the Owen brothers, and then there's you. It's kind of like Ashton and his twin, where you're like, oh.
I don't know. I'm looking at pictures. It seems like he's probably the best in bed of the three of them.
Yeah.
When his mouth is completely closed, he looks okay. Oh, he's an actor,
like,
too.
Like, he looks... Oh, really?
He has an IMDb. Let's check it out.
Let me guess, Love After Lockup or something.
Oh, God.
He kind of looks like a guy who'd be on that show, right?
He was in Whip It.
Oh, that movie.
No,
yeah.
He was in The Royal Tenenbaums. Fucking hate Paul Thomas Anderson. Or Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson. He's farmer father slash Tex Hayden or something.
Of course.
He's the double
He
role.
Looks like his name would be Tex. His actual real given name is Tex.
Whippet is sibling. That movie with Drew Barrymore directed it with the roller skating.
Oh,
and it has Elliot Page is in it. I didn't see it either. I just remember it. Yeah. Oh, he was in Charlie's Angels. He played cop.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I just said. He's an extra.
Exactly.
He's not like an actor like the Owen brothers.
He's played such roles as thug number one, school guard, police officer, Corwin's driver, locker room cop number one, cop.
Story of my life. This is like, I told you this last week. I think this somehow came up. Like, my brother was the also all-star baseball player, prom king, and then there's, hey, guys! And then there's me with, like, zero discernible talent. I don't have any musical or sports abilities.
You were just working up your personality and skills to start this podcast. It all came together,
I had to really work on my personality. That's exactly what I did my whole life. Just gotta hone in on that. Oh my gosh. So what else has been going on with you?
I brought my cats home yesterday.
And you're in your new home.
And I broke my bed already. Just by sitting
it's
on
broken,
it.
Broken.
I don't know. Something's going on with it. I don't even want to lift it up to see what's wrong with it. It's like, fuck.
There's gotta be just like some crossbars in it. Do you have a box spring?
Yeah, I have a box spring. I have all of it.
So it's probably just one of the
It's because there's no, like, slats. There's three tiny, thin metal bars that hold up everything. I kind of just want to take the bars off and just put the box spring all the way down on the ground. Because it's one of those beds that's kind of enclosed like that.
Okay.
And then my cats can't go under there. My mom has reminded me no less than 300 times to not let the cats under the bed. I'm like, well, guess what? You're not here.
Oh, my God. There was like a tarantula-sized spider right next to me, and I feel like I'm going to die, and this thing is freaking huge. I'm using my yearbook.
Okay. You're so much more ballsy than me. I'd be screaming.
Amanda, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
I want to see it. Is it dead?
No, it's crawling. Oh, my God.
Stomp it. Stomp it.
Scout, get it. Okay, it's dead.
Take a picture of the carnage. You can
use it as the... It's October, Halloween month. We totally planned that. Oh my God.
All right.
Ooh, well,
also,
hey, it's always an adventure on air, right?
I just got more weed. It's really strong.
Ooh. Hey, one-star reviewer. You said it was boring, and look at that.
You get to hear Jody kill spiders and Amanda... Oh my God, I like literally just almost passed out. Anyway...
What just happened? I think there was just like an earthquake. Now the world is falling
the
apart.
The earthquake you heard was me sitting on my bed last night gently and breaking it.
Stop it.
Come on. Beds are made for like two people to like have sex in, and I sat on it on the corner.
Oh, here's what I was going to say before I almost got eaten to death by this thing. This thing was huge. Okay. What if you got what's called a Hollywood frame? Just like, you know, the standard old bed frames, the ones that got the wheels on them. They're like 20, 30 bucks. What if you got that, slid it under your bed, and then put the mattresses on top of that?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about. Just like the steel things.
Yeah, no, I know.
Just look them up on Amazon.
But my bed has that whole, like it's all built as a structure.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Whatever.
But it'll just give you something sturdier in addition to those three wires.
I'll figure it out. I don't want
to. You know what? FaceTime me. I might have my Al Borland over here that can help you.
I mean, he loves helping me. He loves I'm basically his second wife that doesn't do anything for him.
But I'm sure he likes you better. Would you like a little walk down memory lane
before we talk about
some young and pregnant and
Jody,
some teen mom?
For some reason, put this on the back burner as a new segment, I guess.
Hey, sure. Why not? I pulled up. I was thinking, what was going on in, like, you know, the 90s during this time? But then I try to be a little more on the nose of great news and more recent things. I don't know what I'm talking about because I feel like the spider's going to come alive. All I'm focused on is this dead spider next to me right now. 2011. So 10 years ago, what was going on in the world of entertainment.
Okay.
This one you're going to love. Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, finally opens on Broadway.
I remember all of this. I was upset. It was such a, like, Schadenfreude type thing that everyone was just following because things kept going horribly wrong. Like, everything was going... You didn't know about that?
Oh, wait, now this is coming back to me. Didn't someone fall or, like...
Yes, there's, like, a video of it. No, he wasn't killed, but he, like, fell, like, I think, into the orchestra pit, which is also, like, a lot of pointy instruments hanging out down there. I'm not actually 100% sure if he fell into the orchestra pit, but he did fall, and something wasn't there to catch him. And, yeah, it's like, on video. But people were getting hurt daily and having to go out. And it was the most, like, it was the most expensive production, I think, ever. And
Tamor?
Is it Tamor?
She did, like, the puppets.
Yeah, no, it is. The name wasn't. Oh, I was thinking Julie Newmar. Okay, whatever. Okay, so Julie Tamor. So
she did do Spider-Man.
She did, but then she got fired halfway through. And they were pretty much just in previews for, like, ever, because they were just changing it, like, nightly. And it was just very interesting to watch. I didn't see it.
Okay, how weird that fact was Spider-Man.
I know.
And that spider came down.
I know.
Wow. Whew. Okay, Mila Kunis, wife of Ashton Kutcher.
Uh-huh.
Look at this. And Justin Timberlake go to the Marine Corps ball. I kind of remember this, too. Remember some Marines wanted to go to the ball with them, and they went, and everyone's like, look at them. They're so nice. They're just like
us. I do not remember that at all. Okay. Who was she dating, then?
I don't know. Oh, didn't she date, or am I thinking Lindsay Lohan? Wilmer Valderrama? But that wasn't it.
Oh, no, it was Lindsay Lohan, though. Lindsay Lohan and someone else were, like, fighting over him. So, like, Hillary Duff
was
or
it
something?
Demi Lovato?
I think it was Hillary.
Maybe Hillary.
Duff.
Oof. Yikes. Dr. Conrad Murray is found guilty and sentenced to 4 years in jail in the death of Michael Jackson, which actually on TikTok lately, have you been getting those?
Mm-mm.
Where people are saying there was this might be that age gap, but he did a commercial back in the day and there was like a fire and he got lit on fire during a commercial.
Michael Jackson, the Pepsi commercial.
Yes. 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 But there was another kid or something on the set who also caught fire, who got like third degree burns all over their body. It was like completely misfigured. Their face was completely burned off. And this TikTok I saw has a conspiracy theory that person is actually Michael Jackson now, because they did an interview later and they like compared Michael Jackson's face to this survivor's face. And they do look a lot
really?
Alike.
Okay, well, send me those. I want to get those.
You're going to start getting them now.
I'm actually glad you brought up TikTok, because I am in dying to talk about this. And I don't even know. I hope this is coming up in your... No, I sent you one thing just to get it in your algorithm, but Couch Guy? I'm obsessed with Couch Guy.
Oh, okay. Yes, let's talk about this. Do you want to know what I thought you were going to say? And I was bracing myself. My heart rate just sped up.
Oh, that autistic kid.
And I probably have hives. No, oh, no, but that one too. Okay, I'm going to pull that one up. I thought you were going to say, I don't know how to tell you this, but you need to stop sending me so many.
I would never say that.
You, like, speaking of TikTok, I need to talk to
you. I've been meaning to tell you this. This needs to be said. I want to talk about Couch Guy.
Yeah, let's talk about this. What hell is this?
Like, I would wait, and I'd never say that to you, but I'm going to wait till I'm on air to tell you this.
I just, like, felt it was coming.
When I have my
after
insomnia,
that spider, after this near death experience I had, like, I'm just starting to rethink everything in my life.
Yeah, no, every day I'm awake from 1 to 3, and that's when I pull up my 27 TikToks from the day of Jody's, and I just go through them.
Can't help it.
Yeah. And the we're not making fun of an autistic kid. It's more that, like...
Oh my god, it's my most favorite accounts. They're so sweet and funny.
But me, Colin, Jody, and Nick, I don't know if Justine's on this one or not, but, like, I think I was the first one that sent when I was like, look how cute this guy is. Like, he's so cute. And then we all talked about it for a while, and then that's all that fucking comes up on my account. I'm like, go away! Go away! Yeah.
No, here's the thing. I did subscribe, but it still comes up in my For You. I mean, this mom is pumping out several videos, several TikToks a day.
More than Eddie on Wheels, mom.
Oh, R.I.P. or something.
Yeah.
And again, wheels.
That's what you're supposed to say.
I'll pull up one of those TikToks in a minute, but let's talk about this couch guy thing, because I don't understand why it's that big of a deal. I don't get it.
It's more just that, it's just kind of a phenomenon that, like, there's so much to analyze in it, and everyone...
Is there, though?
I think there is. Well, not even so
much. I don't see it.
The thing with, like, passing the phone. Everyone's saying that a girl is passing him his phone, but I'm like, but what if she is? What would that imply, though?
Yeah.
What are they doing on the phone? She's not passing him, like, his underwear.
I think you and I are just that girl. We're like, great, someone else is talking to you, so I don't have to. Have a ball. Like, we would not give a shit.
But also,
I wouldn't care.
But the three girls are clearly bitches. Like, it's obviously everyone in the room is laughing about the situation. Like, this is funny. This isn't like, oh my god, awesome. Like, everyone is laughing.
Well, this
people
is
are
why
looking straight you, to the camera.
This laughing. Is why you don't go surprise your boyfriend or girlfriend at college
ever
unannounced while they're at a party. Do not do it.
I don't think they're even at a party, but it's just that,
or hanging out. You just don't do that.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean,
this, I wouldn't like that.
You're setting yourself up for disaster. And yeah, true. Like, another thing is, like, now he has to commit to a full weekend of, like, taking care of the
exactly.
girl. He's like,
exactly.
Oh, I just wanted to, like, smoke weed and, like, lay in bed all day. And now I have to entertain your ass.
Yeah, and she's going to be expecting to be like, oh, let's just, like, cuddle all weekend. You know?
Imagine Chelsea surprising Cole that. Somewhere, though, because he would cry.
Oh, we cry like a bitch.
Oh god, fucking bridge over troubled waters.
Actually, I think it was Justine who sent me a TikTok that Cole made.
Oh, she sent me it too. She sent it to me too.
What was it at? Like a JoJo or Harry Styles or something?
Harry
concert.
Styles, yeah.
And we're talking about Cole from Teen Mom, Chelsea's husband. He hashtagged it best parents ever, like coolest parents.
And then he wrote Aubrey.
Aubrey
is so excited. I'm like, yeah, Aubrey.
Aubrey.
So Aubrey's really yeah. a Harry Styles kind of girl. Come on.
I mean, God. Maybe if Chelsea brought, what's her name, Aubrey and a friend or something, cool, fun. Huh. But like, hey, I want to go to Harry Styles with my mom and dad.
My
I'm
mom
really
and
be able to
Cole.
Let loose.
Like, he's going to cry the whole time. I bet,
ew,
you know,
they're
going to
be, like,
what?
Dancing and cuddling and kissing.
I bet
gross.
This year to Gay Pride, Cole is going to wear the dress that Harry Styles wore on Vanity Fair. as a tribute, you know.
My God.
To save homophobia.
He'll be singing Watermelon Sugar, which I'm sure you saw on TikTok.
It's about vaginas. Don't care.
It's about the female orgasm. Oh, that's what Harry God. Said. And people are like, Harry, excuse me, you said this was a family show. Like, relax.
That happened? Jesus.
Yeah. He said it during a concert.
Back to Couch Guy. It's more about the girl now. Because she's so... Like, her whole life now is just trying to desperately convince everyone on the internet that they're so happy. And, like, every video since then is just people being like, yeah, cool video. Anyway, your boyfriend hates you. Like, you... I mean, honestly...
Wait, but didn't...
Well, go ahead.
Didn't she post it saying, I think my boyfriend is cheating? Or
no.
Oh.
She wrote, surprising my boyfriend. And then he, like, doesn't get up and he, like, obviously hates her. And then the very last title card says, like, he was so excited, but she's, like, not being ironic about it. She's like, so then she's making all these responses, like, I don't know anything to any of you anyway, and I shouldn't even, like, entertain this, but just so you know, I, like, love him, and he like, obsessed with each other. And then she did another video of, like, her talking to her parents, like, just so you know, my parents like him, and they're like, yeah, we like him, and the people in the comments are like, cool, my parents love my husband until he cheated on me too. But it's all true. Jesus. It's like, girl... 300
Stop,
million
just don't
people.
Do this.
Don't do it. Just don't. Take the video. Take all of your TikTok. And then she made him create a TikTok, and he, like, did, like, a response.
Oh, my God.
He did
run.
A response, but it's not him talking. It's just, like, a picture of the couch. It's really, like, deep. Picture of the couch, and then it's just, like, title cards or captioning saying, like, oh, all of you have nothing better to do. And just so you know, I really love her. She's the
best. I can be blue. I can be man. I can
oh,
be
God. Blue. Oh, God. Like, why? It's my favorite song
with
on
the
Earth.
Title cards and the thing. I know. They had to go and
but
fuck
now, why
up.
Did that all of a sudden turn into, I'm going to tell you a harrowing story about my life?
I
what
don't
the fuck?
Know.
It's just it's a harmony exercise. Anyway, couch guy. Oh, and then they did another one. Honestly, everyone just take 15 minutes and just go look at the girls' past, you know, 7 videos since that video, because the comments are fucking brutal. Savage.
Just don't make a video. It's like, I mean, just the setup of,
yeah,
of giving your phone to someone, be like, make a TikTok when I walk in, and then he's gonna like get up and we're gonna like hug, and it's gonna be so cute.
She's like, we're obsessed with each other. And I also, just so you know, I know those girls. Like, I've known them for a year, and they're like so sweet. I'm like, I bet they are. I bet they're really nice to your face, and they totally don't talk shit about you behind your back.
Just don't surprise people like that.
But made him do one of those things. I don't even know what this is from. Where it's like, together forever, I'm something, and Heather, and you make that fucking heart. You know, have you seen these?
Ew.
I
will now.
Yeah, you're going to. And it's just, anyway, she made him do that, and he looks so goddamn miserable. It's like,
God,
girl.
Dude, run. If this were,
I feel bad for him too. Like, she's
or my nephews or my brother, I'd be like, stop. Do you see? Like, this is a hint to your future of how crazy she can be.
Like, the parents even. I understand. Like, you know, whatever. Like, this is embarrassing that my daughter did this, but like, you know, let her make her mistakes. But what if your daughter now came to you and was like, oh, 300 million people have watched and commented on this video, and all 300 million of them say that it looks like he hates me. Wouldn't you be like, maybe take it down? What?
Well, okay, take it down, or then make a spoof video of like him walking in, like you're cheating on him or something.
I think just I don't think anything's fixing it at this.
Well, she can't now. I'm saying she had originally done that.
Sure.
After it blew up, but now there's no saving it. Oh, girl.
Well, go investigate it, guy. If you type in couch guy, it's like all the stuff is like, I came from berries and cream TikTok to couch guy TikTok, and I couldn't be happier.
Oh, there's a lot of people that are making I saw that, but I didn't get what the whole hullabaloo was about.
Well, oh, the couch guy. Yeah, well, check. I mean, yeah, absolutely. It's gonna come up now, but go check it out. There's like, there's spoof videos, and there's just millions and millions of videos of people like stop, like sitting in front of the video and like stopping and being like, see right there, it looks like it's that guy's watch, or it could be the girl's hand is around his back. It's really not. Are you looking at that?
Okay,
right now?
I'm trying to find our guy, our new guy. It's something like amazing, right?
Oh yeah. All right, so I found it. God, I tried. This is our second try of this because I was trying to play it and the couch. Someone wanted to really analyze the couch guy and would not let me switch over to this other one. Here we go. Here's positively awesome Isaac. And honestly, he's the cutest fucking guy in the whole universe. But
it's hilarious. But after a while, you're like, wait, are they trolling us?
Yeah, it's like, what is
it?
Stop coming up. Yeah, okay, here we go. He's just sitting in a car talk, and his mom is the one filming and talking to him.
What do you think about that? So many people just are loving you right now.
They're loving me?
Yes.
Everyone sure likes me.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is so wonderful.
And everyone wants to know, how are you so happy all the time?
I know I am kind but extremely firm, but I can't be firm when I need to be.
That is right. Are you ever sad?
Never sad.
Never. You're always happy, aren't you?
Yes.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
TikTok, what do you think about
I love it. It's the most earnest, sweet, adorable thing ever. But
he's got that saltiness to his voice, too. So, like, anything he says, you're like, wait, are you...
Everybody sure likes me.
Real?
Yeah.
Like, are you mad at me?
He almost sounds like the impression I used to do of the mole. But he's less annoying than the mole.
He does!
Yeah, right?
He does.
Yeah.
Is this what is it? USB stands for? UBS stands for?
United Bank of Scotland.
Scotland.
Doctor Who.
Just go and check it out. Positively awesome Isaac.
Yeah.
They're just so funny. And we're not laughing at it. Like, it's sweet and his mom's really sweet, whatever. Just go watch it. But again, the tone of his voice sometimes.
It started popping up a little bit too much after a while.
Yeah, it's like, are you annoyed with us watching? Just the tone of his voice. You just gotta go and watch it. It's hilarious.
I have a couple other... Oh, I just have... are you watching The Crown?
I just started it. I are...
Yeah. You know, we both individually decided on the same
thing. Much like everything in our lives, we're 4 or 5 years late to the trends.
Exactly.
And we both started season 1 of The Crown. I've only seen the first episode.
I'm on episode 5.
Now, I've heard that it is kid-friendly, except season 2, episode 7, which is...
I'm going to write that down.
Oh, yeah, you're going to write that... Oh, there's naked boobies and butts and lots of sex.
Butts?
And... Yeah.
We get to see
I read a recap or review, and it said, there is energetic sex. Whatever that is. I don't know.
I think episode 3 or 4... Oh, John Lithgow is so good in this. I'm so impressed with him. He plays... Winston Churchill. And I mean, you know, John Lithgow, it's impossible to not know it's John Lithgow because he is just John Lithgow.
Yeah.
But this is the closest I think he's ever come to me, like, really forgetting that that's him. Because he is completely becoming this other character. And his character gets even more, like, as the... You've only seen one episode?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's...
But I love it because I'm into all the royal stuff. And
yeah, I'm not, but now I am. I was looking shit up all night. Like, I was, like, looking at, like, paintings of, like, Queen Elizabeth I or something. Like, just...
Yeah.
I'm, like, fascinated. It's scandalous, those royals. Who knew?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. That's why Daphne likes it so much.
I was going to say, she's had to have watched all the seasons,
The Crown. The Crown's my favorite, Amanda.
Well, you guys are part of the Commonwealth or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So you can actually say, God save our queen.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. This is just coming to me. I forgot to tell you this last night as I'm tucking Paige and Charlie, my little googie bear, to bed. He goes, you know what's the best accent in the whole world? I'm like, what? He goes, Canadian. Because they say a boot and they say things like...
Sorry.
Instead of saying south, they say sooth. The way you said it was, like, so wrong. But, like, you know, Amanda's Canadian. Like, she can do her mom's accent really good. He's like, really?
Aww.
You have to send him... We'll have to do, like, a little cameo. You'll have to send him a cameo.
Of me just talking? Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, what would Charlie, you say?
Do you like the blanket that I made you?
Oh.
See, I'm going Irish now.
That's right. No, that was very Daphne.
Yeah.
How is she liking being an empty nester again, by the way?
I mean, she's been over every day.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She brings
just
stuff.
Just coming over for, like, a little coffee.
Yeah, she brings stuff, and then she's like, okay, well, I'm going to go, and then she'll stay an extra 2 hours just being, well, now I'll take this upstairs and put this in the club. Like, just, like, unpacking for me. But it's looking, I mean, it's great. Fine by me. There's somebody fucking stairs in my house. I wait. I'm like, okay, I'll take that up in an hour. Can't handle
She's like, oh, Ron, I really need to run over. Amanda needs me. She needs some help.
Over I'm not. The house. I am so not telling her about my PayPal thing. Amanda.
No. She's gonna call Juan right up and be like, this is Amanda Kaczynski.
I just want a confirmation number, please. Can I get a recording?
I know you talked to her earlier today. My name is Daphne Kaczynski. My daughter, who used to live in New York, called earlier
today.
She went
to school at Arizona State University. She always throws that in like anyone gives a fuck.
You might have talked to her. Can you connect me with the gentleman who talked to her?
I want to talk about Team
Should
Mom.
Let's jump into Team Mom here. Right. You guys, Young and Pregnant sucks so
bad. Oh, God,
bad.
I hate it.
I
finished it at, like, 9:59. We were supposed to record at 10, and it was a slog.
It's a task. This is one of those shows that I hate watching. I'm barely taking notes because nothing happens.
And the new cast members that now we have to get to know are the most interesting, arguably.
Sure.
But I'm like,
but
okay.
I need an escape. I don't need heavy stuff like this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's only so much codependency I can have and give around. I don't have enough for this one.
All right, well, who do you want? Let's start with Brianna, because right. It's just the exact same. She wants to move out, and Jessica's annoying, and her face is really red.
Yeah, and they should not her live sister, together. She and her sister have coffee. She goes to a therapy session, and her counselor says, "Sounds like you get pretty angry." Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. So what are we going to do about it? So, and that was it.
Yeah, and Jessica's like, "Well, I mean, you're going to move out and you're maybe going to realize what you really had." And that's real mm-hmm. that truly this isn't even us being like, "Oh, flippant about it." That can you think of anything else that
nothing
happened?
She talked
to a therapist about it. And the therapist said, "Just try to be patient until you do move out and you know."
Yeah, sounds like you get pretty angry, so you know, maybe try not to get
Don't get angry. Yeah.
Right. Kayla, another thrilling storyline. She talks to Luke's family and they say, "Stay away from Stefan's family." Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
She's just a fount of personality, isn't she?
There we go. That's it.
I mean, Luke,
that was it. She sat on a couch.
It is what it is.
And gets a paycheck for it.
Do we even get Stefan in this episode?
He might have been talking to his friend, or that might have been the recap at the beginning where he's telling his friend, "My mom was talking to Kayla." Mm. All right. How about Rachel? Rachel.
The Beavers.
I mean, such a delicate flower. So feminine, so dainty. Such a good girl, right? She's a beast. She is a beast.
Which one? Mallory or both of them? Or all
well,
of them?
Both of them. I mean, not that every woman, I mean, listen, not that I think every woman should be dainty, because clearly I am not. You can hear my chair squeaking under my own weight and how I sound and my personality. But just like, can you take a shower and not like barge into a room screaming everywhere you go? She's a lot.
Yeah, she does need a shower. Or brush her hair. It might be that she's fully showered all the time.
This is your job. This is your job. Yeah. Clean yourself up at least.
What?
All right, so she's been hanging around with her Cody boyfriend. Did you notice his name is spelled K-O-T-Y?
Yeah, Coty.
Coty. Like a tampon, like Kotex.
That's a nickname
for a tampon. Can you give me a Coty over there? They've been hanging around and they're going to live together because he's got this sweet gig at a sandwich shop. Like, he is rolling in the dough.
Okay, but Joey,
you should see his PayPal account.
He's not it's not just him. He can get her a job at the same sandwich shop. So they're set.
Yeah, what else do you need? Why didn't we think of this?
You hear that?
Get a job at what?
Oh, Latrice is like
haunted. I can only take so many critters from the alley today, please.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. So they're going to work at they're going to be sandwich artists together.
Do you think it's Subway?
No, I bet you it's like a Jersey Mike's. There has to be a heating element. Although, no, Subway's got heating elements.
Yeah,
now,
they have that microwave. Yeah, Jersey Mike's is like 10 steps above
microwave.
Subway. They got that microwave. I like stare at
you
the
know
numbers.
What sandwich place sucks? Cousins.
Oh, I've never been there.
You're at a Cousin Subs. There's one that opened over by us. And there's no like binding agent on the sandwich. They'll give you like mayo packets or
That's
something to
weird.
Put on.
So everything's just loose.
Dave and I went, it was like the week they opened. I don't know, maybe it was like a year ago or something. And it was whatever it was, salami and prosciutto or whatever the hell it was on it.
Gabagool.
It was just shredded. Yeah, there was shredded lettuce and like a tomato. And it's just like a just dry.
Ew.
And it's not the same when I have to spread my own mayo packet.
Yeah. It's like blimpy.
Like, I want some
like
oil
that,
and vinegar and I want some, you know.
Yeah.
I need the toppings on
it. I put vinegar
there.
On fucking everything. I went to Walmart, the Canadian Target, the other day, and it was so much fun because I was just looking at all the brands, like all my old brands. It was just really fun. And like some of the, oh God, we have so many different kinds of like Hot Pockets, but they're all so fucking gross. They're called like Pizza Pops. And it's just like this thick bun.
Pizza Wait, pop?
Pizza pops.
P-O-P.
Yeah, but it's like a round, and the bun is way too thick. It's fucking nasty. What I was going to say is, speaking of subs, I think I might go there for lunch. We have a Mr. Sub. Mr. Submarine.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Mr. Sub.
Ooh. That, wait, is it yellow and like brown and yellow?
Yellow
and
blue. It's definitely.
You might have to take a picture.
Okay.
Take a picture and I'll put it in my food folder.
Okay. All right. So sandwiches. Am I right?
Yeah.
They're going to be rich.
And they're going to get assisted housing. So back off, Mallory. We got it all.
I love how she thinks that that's going to take like a week to, they can just go and be like, okay, what do you have for us? Can we move in today?
Well, they just hand you over a stack of cash, right?
And a key.
You need help.
And a key and an address. Yeah. It doesn't go through hours and hours and months of paperwork and being on a waiting list. No.
Yeah. You don't have to like be on the grid or anything. They trust you with it. Like, you just show up with your baby and say, I need something. And they're like, oh, here, just take it.
To be honest, I couldn't even get into assisted housing here because, again, I'm not on the grid yet. I don't have a PayPal account, apparently. All right, who is next?
I always get her name right. Kaya
and Tieza.
Okay, well, I was going to say, let's just talk about Tieza, because that's the entire episode is Tieza.
Yeah.
And her life with her parents, which I think she goes by her.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Okay. She wasn't raised by her parents, and it sucks living at home. Oh, I did write down what is it?
Kaya.
Well, I'm sorry. She spells
I wasn't.
K-I-A-Y-A. Kaya puts approximately, I'd say 36 to 40
eyelashes.
No, chicken wings.
Oh.
From like B-dubs or something. She puts them in a basket. You don't eat wings out of a basket like that. I think she was thinking, like, I'm going on a picnic, fried chicken.
Oh, she put loose wings in a basket? It was, like, touching the basket?
There was, like, maybe a piece of wax paper.
Oh, well, that's
or, like,
at least
one
good.
Sheet of tissue paper. But you don't eat
wings come in a basket?
Out of a basket? No. Like a wicker basket.
Okay, yeah, like a picnic basket. Okay, well, that's weird.
Yeah, you don't eat that out. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't trust it. I need it out of chemical-covered styrofoam. A cardboard box. I don't like it out of any natural product. And then they get in a fight over Tieza's parents.
Well, Tieza's dad, she has to cut her parents out because they suck. And then Kaya's like, well, my dad died. I see both points of this, but again, like, this is what I've signed up for watching here.
Yeah, exactly. No, not me.
No.
I don't need this. All right, moving on. Kayla Mecca.
Kayla J, right? Because there's now two Kaylas on the show.
I hate that. We definitely wouldn't be able to tell the two apart. Thank God they put the last name initial. We'd never know. Kayla, their daughter, Mecca, and Mikkel. So Mikkel transitioned to male, and Kayla and Mikkel went to a sperm bank, and she
got
artificially inseminated. I'm questioning that, because that's a lot of money to go to a sperm bank and go through IUI or IUF.
Yeah.
Or IVF. I don't know about that.
I just can't believe the parents would have signed off on that.
I don't think it was a sperm bank. I think it was probably just a friend and they did it.
Oh, I see. Okay. But you don't think there was any, like, she didn't cheat on him, but you think that they were like, okay, well, let's do this. Like,
yeah.
This is, okay.
I just think that's quite a bit of money, and they were saying, I mean, they look like they're pretty young.
Well, she could have just said
teenagers.
We went through a sperm donor. Or is that what she said?
Yeah.
But she said sperm bank.
She said sperm bank.
Okay.
But whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
they have a cute daughter, but then they broke up. Then they're back together. Then they were living together, but not together. And Kayla's still totally in love with Mikkel.
But they're still best friends.
Yeah. And Mikkel loves Kayla, but she just needs time. She's doing a Tyler. I just need space and a timeout. If we get back together, maybe we get back together. And if not, then we don't. But thanks to Kayla, Mikkel's family has kind of come around to accepting him, but only accepting him as a lesbian, not fully transitioning. So then we have a scene with Mikkel who goes to see his mom, but his mom doesn't want him to fully transition because that's just going to like change everything.
I like her
shirt. You can't do that. What did her?
It was like white shirt with these like glitter stripes of different colors.
Oh, it was like a rainbow
or
something.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's just screaming. She's like, I don't know. I won't know who you are if you do that. And then he's like, okay, just listen. Just listen. She's like, don't tell me to listen. Don't tell me that I don't listen. As she's screaming over him. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's sad.
Yeah.
That his mom doesn't see.
But it's also, not that I can see how parents would feel this way. They do refer to it as like, it's like a death. But then she's like, I didn't realize you were going through this transition. I'm like, he's sitting in front of you with a full beard. What did you think he was doing?
Right.
She's like, it's going to be different now. I'm like, it's already happened. He is a man now. So nothing's
he's
changing.
He's not showing
now.
You his private parts now. So it's not going to change. But again, maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe it's just taking time to understand it.
She'll get there. So she obviously will get there. Hopefully. Yeah. All right. You want to go to Teen Mom OG.
There we go. Teen Mom. All right, let's get into it here. Now, Kate and Mackenzie's storyline kind of overlaps.
Yeah, so
let's kind of start with Kate, and then Mackenzie kind of jumps in there very briefly. All right, so Kate and Tyler go to visit her grandparents, who are terrified of Veda.
Oh,
so afraid of that little one. The grandma's first words out of her mouth was like, I'm kind of afraid about this, situation. And I think all of us were like, what? And she's like, strapping her down and restraining her when she needs her diaper changed.
Yeah,
what is going on?
Something's up with Veda. Also, Veda doesn't look like...
No.
Like, every child of Caitlin and Tyler looks like Carly. They look like a poo child. And Veda just is not either of their kids.
Veda's got a permanent grump face. She looks like a grumpy Tyler.
She's a sourpuss.
Like,
yeah.
You just imagine Tyler like, I don't like this.
Yeah. And that's Veda's face. She didn't get like the Caitlyn cute, like the cute Caitlyn features. This is like she has a masculine face.
Grumpy.
Yeah, grumpy. Yeah. Grumpy.
So apparently she's like a real demon when you go to change her diaper. So grandma's afraid. And then they get to the house. They walk in. They haven't even sat down. And one of them screams. The grandma goes, ouch. That hurt my ears.
But it hurt my ears too. It was really shrill. It was pingy.
And you can tell at that moment they're like, ooh, this is going to be a long couple days.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was all good in theory. Oh, well, the grandkids come visit. And then them actually being there is like, okay, don't touch that.
God, I know.
Don't sit there. Don't touch that.
I bring out the whiskey or the sedatives or something and be like, oops, did I pour some of that in the bottle?
Oh, I think she's having an allergic reaction. Might need a little Benadryl.
Adult Benadryl.
Yeah, since they are in Florida, Kate just... suddenly thinks of Mackenzie living around the corner, so maybe we'll just call her and
I
see
was
what's
thinking
going on.
Ty. He's like, oh, you were. Yeah, I was thinking Ty and Mackenzie. We don't really know them that well. And then she calls and Mackenzie's running on a bridge.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. With her glasses on. She has, like, reading glasses. She's holding her phone just in her hand running.
Yeah. And she's also not even breathing heavy. She's like, yeah, I was just running.
On this hot day.
And Caitlin's like, great, thank you. You had to mention that, didn't you? God.
Josh and I will meet you, and we'll have to get rid of the kids. And it pans to an alligator. I was like, oh, those editors are hilarious. Yeah, that's one way to get rid of them real quick, Mackenzie.
Oh, God.
Like, we might have to bring Bronx, though, because he's been having some issues. So
that's a really good Mackenzie, I gotta say. You sound like her.
Oh, thanks. She's just a little nasally like me. Which really means Bronx has a 60% chance of getting sent home from school, so we may have to bring
She's
him.
Like, it's just, you exactly never know what's kind of up in the air. We might as well just bring him anyway, like, to save time.
Oh, my God. All right, so they have that planned. And then later, they're getting ready to go meet Mackenzie and Josh, and the grandma again is terrified of Veda. She's like, do you like a practice run of this? Or like maybe change your diaper before you go?
Yeah.
Where do we do this? The couch? We do this on the couch, okay? And she's like, okay, Veda, wow, look at that. You did it. All done.
Oh, God.
I've never seen a grandparent that afraid of a child. And
well,
she doesn't
I mean,
seem
I get
that
it.
Bad.
Yeah, she seems pretty bad. That scream. After that scream, I hate you.
Yeah. Okay, so now Mackenzie and Josh, let's see. Oh, okay, so Mackenzie tells Josh that they're going to go, and she's like, maybe Tyler can teach you how to communicate.
Oh, Tyler would be happy to. He's got all those words. Cool. He's got all those therapy words he can use.
It's inspirational. Yeah. And he's had his ketamine therapy. I don't know if you've heard about this ketamine therapy. You just, like, take it, like, 30 minutes. And
no, it's good.
Like,
it's going good. No, it's going good. No, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so they show up at this restaurant. I hope to God you caught this.
No,
Tyler
walks up to the
table, and he says, and I quote, "Hey, girl, hey!"
Oh,
and he does
no.
this like
Tyler.
He did. He actually did an Amber shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Oh, woo. Purdue.
He goes, "Hey, girl, hey!" I'm like, "Hey," because they couldn't hug.
Yeah, oh,
Tyler's
God.
So awkward with this.
And Caitlin's like, oh, "Yeah, great, yeah."
Yeah, you could have just waved or said hi, but okay. So they sit down, and Kate is just so on her game. She's got her medications right. She's got her therapy down.
And you can tell she really didn't want to be there, but she's so polite.
She's throwing Mackenzie a bone, like, yeah, I mean, therapy's
well,
super
we're
important.
We're all moms. I mean, Gannon had all these troubles, and now Bronx is biting his teacher, specifically in the butt. And Caitlin's like, oh, yeah, no, that's normal. That's normal.
I wish they understood the extent of it. And I get, like, being in that situation. Like, I've been around other parents where they say stuff, and really I'm like, oh, if that were my kid. But you have to be like, oh, I mean, yeah, kids are kind of like that, you know? You never know. 1 minute they're up, 1 minute they're down. But really, you're like, fuck. They're in some deep trouble. So Tyler tries to do the same thing. He's like, I mean, I was crazy at that age too. But yeah, it's just, you know, boys being boys, kids being kids. And Mackenzie goes, yeah, I mean, we were on the beach and he did a perfect cartwheel. And I'm like,
oh, well then fine. Go ahead and bite your teacher every day. Great.
Totally fine. Because he can do a cartwheel.
Yeah.
I like, there's no correlation between any of that whatsoever. I don't get where in her mind... She's like, well, I don't see why the teachers don't understand this.
He's physically agile. He's flexible.
I was like, oh, get him in gymnastics. Get him. I'm like, easy, Tyler. God, projecting much?
Yeah, I would love to see Bronx in a gymnastics class.
Oh, my God.
The teacher would be like, get him
out. I mean, he probably does need full reign of a gym or something like that just to get energy out, but not with other kids. No, absolutely not. Okay, so now, oh, wait, hold on. Josh says about Bronx, I mean, he's always been slower than other kids.
Oh, God.
Everything. Like, even from when I was little, like, crawling, it's just slower than the rest of them. Wow, whatever he got that.
Yeah, weird.
Wonder if that's genetic or... Must be because Mackenzie moved. It's because she moved.
Yeah,
right?
they took them away from their father for a month.
All right, which is what Mackenzie said, that they moved, and also they lost her for an entire year. She was just absent because she couldn't get out of bed, and Caitlin's trying to relate. And then they get a text from Grandpa wondering
this is
when
so
they're going to get home.
Yeah, so she had a little meltdown. So how soon, not when will you get home, how yeah. quickly can you get home?
We were wondering how quickly you can get home. And then Kate's like, I mean, when do these kids turn 18? And they cut to Tyler's face. And he was like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah. He had this, oh, shit, that's really not funny. Come to think of it. Yeah. This one's not even born, so 18 plus years. All right, oof. So now... We cut to, just real quickly, Josh and Mackenzie sitting on the couch together, and she's like, we should really take some time to be together as a couple, and Josh agrees, because he's so in love with her.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He says, so you want to, like, go on a date? And guess what they go do? Hatchet.
Oh,
they go machete. Hatchet. They go hatchet throwing. I just don't think that's a great choice. If you have a child who maybe has some anger, violence things, to be like, mommy and daddy are going to throw axes for fun, because you know that's going to give that kid ideas. back to Tyler and Kate. They get home, and she's like, my grandparents love spending time with the girls after almost a year of not seeing them. I'm like, sure they did.
They're like, get out!
So now they fly back home to Michigan, and Veda's dropping a necklace down the vent. They're like, oh. And what's the other one's name?
Nova.
Nova. I was going to call her Luna. Nova's like, you'll learn, kid. You'll learn. It's like, someone's been hanging out with April quite a bit. You'll learn, kid. You'll learn.
I love
you, kid. And then Tyler says, Mackenzie and Josh seem more like friends than a couple. And then Veda
they takes
didn't a say, shit
I think Tyler said they
it.
Don't even seem like friends.
Oh, awesome.
Even better.
Great.
They don't even seem to like each other, I'm pretty sure he said. Mm-hmm. And then Caitlin's like, oh, I feel bad for them, you know. She's trying to say,
which is a bold move for Tyler to say when he moved out of the house where his wife, child, his pregnant wife and child were living. To be like, I don't think he likes her. All right. Macy or Cheyenne?
Oh, God, Cheyenne. Get them off of the show.
She's turning into Amber, where she just sits on the fucking couch all day and complains about how stressed she is.
Yeah. She's like, what am I going to do? I'm like, you have a full family and a
You're
husband.
Getting paid.
Yes.
You're not even working. Your job is sitting in sweats on a fucking couch complaining about everyone else not doing enough for you. So she's stressed because M. Night Shyamalan is moving and she's not going to have help because she's leaving. And now Corey's leaving for the challenge. This is a line that's said every fucking episode.
Yeah, God. Like, okay, we get it. How many times do we have to watch you go away to the challenge and have you tell Ryder that you'll be back? Ryder's like, yeah, I know. Bye.
Oh, fine. This is his job. He gets used to it. You know how many kids' parents leave for deployments or jobs or whatever? My dad did the same thing when I was little. He'd be gone for like a month or two, and then he'd come back or be gone like 3 weeks.
This is actually
deploy for a year, 2 years.
This is like the same storyline as me and Joan just did on Leah and Jeremy. This is the bacon episode.
Exactly.
Where he's like, I gotta go away. Gotta go.
He's like, get a new job. Oh, right. A different job than the one that you met me with.
Yeah.
My high-paying job out in the oil fields.
She wants Jeremy to get a job at a sandwich shop, basically, so he can get around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and she could work part-time, and they'll just be living the high life. All right, so now we have a whole scene of her asking Ryder what kind of birthday party she wants, looking on a computer. So she wants an Octonauts party.
This is like,
and then they have
this is the
party.
The equivalent to watching Isaac pick up bathroom tiles.
Yes. Then they have a maskless party, by the way, and you know what? I don't even fucking care. Call me the COVID police because this is absolutely ridiculous. Obviously, there is a child there that is immune compromised, who has
who can't
no
be
hair.
Vaccine.
No vaccine. Ryder herself has some sort of a condition. So how about you wear the masks inside? Like, there's no excuse for that. I'd be pissed if I were that other parent, but whatever. So she has her party. Yay, we have to watch a kid's fucking birthday party. Yeah. What's worse than going to a kid's birthday party? Watching a kid's birthday party on TV.
And like, I mean, and talking then, about getting COVID, you're literally having Ryder spit all over the cake and then everyone just shares it.
Yeah, exactly. Sliding down slides with like sticky fingers.
Yeah.
Let's all, like, the kids, like, meet in the slide together, like in the tube slide where there's no air circulation whatsoever.
It's just moist heat.
Oh, God, the worst. Then Corey and Ryder are driving the car. It was actually pretty cute. She's, like, just enough precocious. She's on the edge, though.
She's on the edge.
I mean, she's not as bad as, like, Addie was at that age. Leah's Addie.
Oh, we all know who you're talking about, believe me. Jesus.
All right. Now we cut to the last scene with Cheyenne. And I quote, I have a lot going on with the baby coming and taking care of Ryder full time. So I'm really lucky to have Zach's help while Corey is away. She's taking care of Ryder full time, also known as being her parent.
Yeah.
You know who else takes care of their kids full time? Every fucking parent on the face of this earth.
And she's still acting like almost like her and Corey are like a couple. It's like, I'm really lucky that I have my actual husband to help me when my ex-boyfriend...
And a lot going on. What do you have going on? You're pregnant.
Yes. You're pregnant. Exactly. Like,
what do you want? A cookie? Like, what do you want? You're pregnant and you have a kid.
Yeah. I mean, that's yeah, that said, if I was pregnant, I would milk the fucking shit out of that. Like, my mom, okay, my mom would move parents, in with me for sure.
No, most parents, no, like, you just don't have time to milk it. Like, you're actually doing stuff.
Oh, I guess because okay.
And probably working.
Because yeah. I guess she also is a parent. Yeah.
Yeah, probably working, going to school, taking care of other kids, everything, volunteering. And she's getting paid handsomely to take care of her own daughter full time. God yeah. forbid.
And here's what it's I thought so during hard. This, because like I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, this her. Is so boring. Cheyenne sucks. Nobody even likes Cheyenne. She's not engaging at all. She's not
charismatic.
Charming, not charismatic at all.
Nothing.
So obviously
sucks.
It's all about Corey. But I'm watching and I'm like, well, what is it about fucking Corey? Why is he like contracted for the he has a tenure at the fucking challenge. It's all about the challenge. I really think it's just to promote the challenge.
It must
which
be.
Everyone watches, by the way. Can somebody recommend like an episode of the challenge for us for TRP? Because I want to see what I used to watch it way back in the day, but people it's like okay. MTV's most popular show, I think, right now.
Really?
Yeah, the challenge. Huh.
See, but is it one of those things where you and I don't watch the current real worlds and all
well,
that kind of stuff?
To we know, but
we know
didn't,
these
but
people.
We didn't watch Bachelor.
True. True.
And I know.
Give us an episode, not a season, though.
Yeah.
Like,
don't,
give us a,
yeah.
a good capsule episode.
Yeah. But, I mean, all those old people are still. I think Johnny Banana still does it. CT still does it. Like, it's like all the same
See,
people.
I don't know those people. Oh. See, that was right after I stopped watching.
All right. Well, anyway. Corey's annoying okay. and so is Cheyenne.
Yeah. Macy. Another thrilling storyline here. Yeah. Macy pumps gas and her lips because she's got some new lip filler. And we have a whole story arc of Maverick might not go to kindergarten because their pre-K teacher might hold him back, which is bullshit. My kids went to their preschool at a daycare. Like, there's legit preschools at daycares, but it would be extremely rare for a pre-K teacher to say your kid's not ready for kindergarten.
Yeah.
They don't really have the place. I mean, they do have the place to do it, but not really.
Yeah.
And if anything, Maverick's going to get the help he needs at a public school.
I think what's happening
rather than
is
a daycare
just
preschool.
Bentley was very gifted. Obviously, Jade is incredibly mm-hmm. gifted. So I think that's more what they're worried about. Not even in a bad way, but I think they're just like, oh, shit, like he's not hitting the milestones that our other yeah. two kids, who two were just ahead of the curve a little bit. So I think they're more just mm-hmm. comparing that. But also, they're not even worried.
I think Jay is extremely gifted. I think she's probably... I think she's just quick.
Okay, well, she's... Yeah,
she's quick and very verbal.
Yeah. I mean, even a couple seasons ago, she was speaking in like full sentences. So, oh, God, my neck hurts.
I think Maverick's fine. Honestly.
She's fine.
Kindergarten is a great place. Don't hold a kid back before that. Kindergarten teachers are really good with their screenings, and public schools are really good with that. So I think that would have been a horrible mistake. So that she has lunch with her mom to talk about it. And then, guess what? They talk about it with the teacher, and God forbid Macy sit up in her chair and lean into the phone call. She is kicked back in her seat, scrolling on her phone, like the teacher is putting her out, you know?
Yeah.
Like she's busy with something. And she's, I could not imagine Dave holding the phone, talking to a teacher, and I'm relaxed, like, reclined in a seat. Yeah. Like, so you think you made the good choice? Okay. Uh-huh. For her being so concerned about this.
It was just stupid.
Like, okay, bah.
These are the storylines that we get to watch now that the Edwards are fired.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right.
Debella Duvall.
Amber. This was Amber. Just... The essence that is Amber.
Oh, this is a good episode. The first thing that happens is JC, or who's the producer that walks in here?
JJ. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. So
Look at you cleaning up your kitchen.
I would be so upset. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, oh my God, am I like a pig? Am I like a gross, sloppy piece of shit? Oh, look at you!
Look at you! Tidying up the kitchen for me to come in.
And she goes, yeah, I'm all domesticated.
Okay. No, not what you meant.
you're dumb idiot.
You're being domestic? Like,
I'm all domesticated.
Oh, and what's she wearing there?
I don't remember. Oh, the one she's wearing, a Purdue sweater.
like the actual Purdue University, which we discussed last week. We can go into it again. Nothing necessarily wrong with her former for-profit Kaplan University, unless you really go into it. Go and research it, you guys. You can get a legit degree there, but it's not affiliated.
Right. It's not an accredited
the
school.
Purdue University.
Is it accredited?
It is not the.
It's not
it's
a.
It's accredited, but it is none. The faculty is Kaplan University faculty. Like, that is still on their paycheck. They have nothing. The faculty, the courses, the academics, everything has nothing
also,
to do with
it has
100%
approval rate.
Oh, right. Yeah, what did I say? It has, like, 7% graduation rate.
Oh. Yeah, but, like...
Oh, it was ranked 384th out of 384 public universities.
No, sorry, but it has 100% acceptance rate.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and everyone gets in.
Yeah.
You just have to have a GET, as the producer said last week, or a diploma. That's
Amber, did
is.
You hear that? She was even like, oh, you get high school, or a GED. Did you hear that? Yeah, that's what a GED is
actually,
for.
The counselor. Yeah, we take high school diplomas or GEDs. Actually, I actually have a GED, so.
Oh, great. The woman's like, okay.
And did you fill out the online application?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So she's taking two college classes and cleaning up her kitchen. So it's time to try something new with Leah. A Purdue sweatshirt. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. This producer, right. I know this is one of the two head producers. I just can't think of their name right now.
Morgan?
It's not Morgan. It's the other one.
Nah, whatever.
But the way he fucking like manipulates the situation, she's like, I'm thinking about writing a letter. Because how many times can I apologize? And it's like, try once. Start out with once. And also,
she says, he goes, what's going on? She goes, I just feel like I'm never going to win. And I was like, time out. Stop right there. I mean, if I were in that room, you would have to hold my arms back from swinging. Because I'd be like... Do you not understand, you fucking dumbass? You might get a PhD or a master's in psychology or psychiatry or neuroscience, whatever it was. That this isn't about winning.
Yeah.
No one is winning
win.
In this.
Yeah, no one is winning.
I feel like
Gary
gonna
and Christine
win.
Are kind of winning.
I think they're in a tougher spot than a tougher spot.
Just because they need Amber for the paycheck, but they get to be like, I mean, if you look at any of their posts or any of people post on Amber Instagram, it's Christina is a god, an angel sent from heaven. You know, Gary's the best dad with his tomatoes.
Well, listen, they're lucky they get to be her parents, but they also are dealing with a child that has a really shitty mom, and all Amber's drama is going to follow them all their life. And they have to,
they're
getting the brunt of it. They're getting Leah's tears and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
but Gary is manipulative enough, and he loves the attention, and he loves being dad of the year. I think that he's so fine with this. He loves this. But so
he also deserves it.
Is it JC?
Anyway.
Is that his name? Whatever.
Let's call
him that. One of the producers. So he's sitting at
the table. All I could try to do is say sorry and try to move forward. No, that's not all you can do, Amber. Yeah.
And
all I can do is say sorry, move forward. No, Amber's not allowed to move forward. That's the thing. She wants to just move forward and pretend like everything's fine, but you don't get to do that. You actually have to take a step back and make amends for all that
shit. And you can't say sorry and then go on Instagram that night. Or not even that, though. Like, the Instagram stuff, so she hasn't done that in a while. But... in the last episode, she made a cunty comment about Christina. She's like, oh, well, Leah hates me, but it doesn't matter because she has her bonus parent. So you can't say sorry. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, say that on camera. Say something snarky about Christina.
Right.
So the producer is sitting there. And I also love that he's like one of the executive producers.
Yeah.
Like, I think just no one. Like, who's going in for Amber today? And all like the other eight girls that
we're
do.
Out.
They're like, I can't. I cannot. Mm-hmm. Is she wearing her Purdue sweater? No. Pass.
Yeah. Did you hear what I had to do? How I was like cheerleading about the GED last week? I'm not doing it. I will not.
So they're sitting at the table and Amber's like, I'm thinking about maybe writing a letter. And he's like, you know what I think would be even better than a letter? Filming it and sending it to her. Video. She's like, you think? And he's like, definitely.
Yeah.
So awful.
I mean, how many times do I need to apologize? I don't think there's a number, Amber. I gotta give him that one.
Yeah, yeah. At least
I don't think there's a number high enough, Amber.
Yeah, that's what he really meant. It's like, it's not.
And then she goes, I'm trying. Yeah, she's trying on her terms, and she's trying when and how it's convenient for her. So now she's like, the crew is helping me record a message for Leah on my phone.
The crew?
You need a crew to help you. And it's not one of their cameras. It's her iPhone on a selfie stick.
Yeah.
You needed help with this. Jesus.
And it's like, you know how to use your camera because you're really good at those Instagram lives.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like sitting there and she's mustering up a cry face.
Oh, God, right? Like before they even press, they're like, are you ready? And she's like, wait, hold on. Like, how off-putting for, like, she wanted the video to start with her crying.
Angsty.
It's like a fucking, what's it
called? Hostage video.
A hostage video, yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, but before she can give us the message, we go over to Gary and Christina's house, and here is where Leah, it's just like she's opening up her diary and being like, are you there, Amber? It's me, Leah. Everything you want to see, I'm just going to lay it all out here.
She's
and there's
savage.
Nothing Amber can say now that's not going to make her look like an asshole.
No.
If Amber says anything about this, she's fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, Leah just pulled a genius move right here. They mean like, nope, I'm going to say what I need to say. And because there's a camera crew right here, Christina can't stop me from saying it. My dad can't stop me from saying it.
Christina always looks like, oh, God. Like, oh,
yeah.
Oh. And Gary's like,
loving it.
I mean, you're mom, but like they're doing like, you know, as long as we make it look like we're trying to, well, you know, your mom can make mistakes and I've made mistakes too. What voice am I doing right now? I'm doing like a Ronald Reagan. No, I'm doing a Nixon impression.
There you are.
Well. Yeah, he's like, I make mistakes too. And you know, your mom can, he's like, she can make mistakes and still love her. And she's like, no, I'm good. So do you want a relationship? No, I don't need it. Indeed. It's like, I mean, she's watching this. No reaction. This video. I love
you. Yeah, so Gary's like, so your mom sent this video and you can watch it on your own or we can stay here. And Lee just goes, just stay here. Make it easy.
Yeah.
She gives no fucks. Okay. So I wrote down what Amber said. Did you write it down or you want me to send it to
you? No.
Because you do the best, Amber.
No, you do it. You do a good Amber, too.
Okay.
My headphones are about to run out of battery, so.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. We're right at the end anyway. Okay, yeah. So Amber's mustering up, and she, the producers are like, okay, and go. And she's like, oh, okay. Okay.
I've just been crying so hard leading up to the recording. I've just been sobbing.
Can't hold it back. To my beautiful daughter, I'm so proud of the young lady you have become. I know I've missed some very important times of your life, times that a mother should not miss, while I was still trying to understand my own life.
Oh, God.
I am so sorry for the things I did that kept us apart. Prison, choosing gel. I never, ever wanted to hurt you. I think about you every day, and I will never stop trying to mend our relationship, no matter what it takes. I will always love you. You are my heart, no matter what. Which I thought was actually a pretty weak letter.
It was.
I think she could have also, jazzed it up. I was expecting more.
I think a lot, no, I don't think Leah would have cared anyway, but like, it would have made a little extra oomph if she'd mentioned like, you know, the things I did to keep you away.
Specific things.
Yeah, like choosing my shitty boyfriends over
you.
Like, I think that's really what Leah wants to hear is the boyfriend thing hurts her the most.
Yeah, choosing other people before you, separating any potential relationship that you have with your brother because I chased after him and his dad with a hatchet.
Yeah, it's not about gel, Amber.
So on and so forth.
It's not about the gel. It's about the hatchet. It's about the Instagram lies. It's about men. All of
talking
it.
About your stepmom and your dad.
And the fact that Christina and Gary say to each other, like, Leah has TikTok now. Like, they let her on social media, and it's so crazy and surreal to
there's
think
nothing
that
they can do to shield her.
No,
though.
There's nothing. Even if there's you have like, you know, parental stuff on the phone, there's these kids know a way around it.
Yeah, she's gonna see it. All right, so Leah says, I don't know what to say. mean, she has no tears even choked up in her throat. She's so fucking
annoyed. She's not smiling. Yeah, she's annoyed. That's the only emotion that's annoyed.
Yeah. I'm sure we have good memories, but I couldn't tell if they were high or anything or they were fake. So I really don't know what to think. I don't know if I can forgive her, and especially not now. Okay, Gary. Forgive her for what? Which obviously he's like, oh yeah, come on. Spill it.
Say it.
She was making videos and stuff. I didn't like it because Amber did say bad stuff about Christina.
I was like, woo!
Oh, I know.
That's like a hatchet in the heart.
Of adrenaline.
Yeah.
And Gary goes, people can make bad decisions and you can still love them. Like, you can love them and they can make bad decisions. Like, I made bad. It's like, shut up, Gary.
Yeah, he's trying.
She's like, but she said bad stuff about Christina. I know that your mom loves you and that has nothing to do with Christina. Yeah, but she said bad stuff about Christina, and I can't love somebody who tries to hurt other people. Thank God. Yeah. She is, like, broken the cycle right there in the Portwood family.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love Leah. Leah's the star.
Oh, my God, what she said, that was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it.
And then Gary goes, if your mom stops doing that and knows that is the reason you don't, and I can tell her, or you can tell her. We go, no one tells her anything. And yeah, I don't want it fixed. I don't need that.
No one tells her anything. Yeah. Yeah, are you sure you don't want... Do you want a relationship? I don't need that. Fucking...
He's like, but we can fix it. I don't want it fixed. I don't need that.
God.
That. Over there.
You too.
I mean, yeah. She's got a little bit of Amber in her, meaning like when she's done, she's done. And she done with Amber.
Oh, God, I love it. Oh, I can't. And then next episode, it looks... That's one of... That's... I live for just the preview of the next episode, just so I can get that 2.5 second clip of what Amber might be up to.
Yes.
But it's that Gary's like, I need to give her a call and see what she was thinking. And Amber's like, why are you calling me? That's what the clip was.
I go to Purdue University.
She's wearing the Purdue sweater in the Leah.
Look at it. I have my notebook right here that says notes.
She might as well have started the video crying, but like holding up her shirt like this, like pointing at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like with the hat, which is like Purdue. Do you think she sent Purdue goodies to Leah?
Well, she bought
Purdue kid.
Probably she bought James those clothes.
Oh, right, right. It wasn't her magnet. Was it like my mom goes to Purdue University Global or something?
I don't know. It was like a baby onesie.
Oh,
but I think something was for Leah too. Hang on, Amber. She's always the first one on my searched for list. She's the only one I actually searched. Here it is.
She is gonna go on the actual campus of Purdue.
Okay.
And be walking around and be like, wait,
none
where
of
are
she's
my...
orders these online.
Where are my teacher? Well, I know, but she's gonna show up there thinking like,
yeah,
it's her alma mater, you know? Like, are they gonna go to the big football game or what?
She wrote, I bought a couple things for the kiddos. There's a shirt and then like a neck tie. And it says, the shirt is way smaller than the picture. And then a shrug emoji, and then an owl emoji. Is Purdue's thing an owl? Is that their mascot or something?
No, they're Boilermakers.
The what?
They're the Boilermakers.
Well, there's an owl in here. And then at life at Purdue, at Purdue Global.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I can't.
She hasn't posted something in a while, though. Someone got a hold of her account.
I bet you she said something about the shirt being smaller, because people are probably like, you know, that's not what size your son is, right?
Oh, 100%.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, she bought like a 5T,
yeah,
and he's only, I don't know, whatever, 18 months or a year old, whatever the hell.
Well,
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so this week coming up on We Love to Hate TV.
I bought the exact dry erase board that you have. And I haven't laid out exactly like you did. I felt so fucking cool when I was writing all that shit in. Yeah, so tomorrow we have Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. On Wednesday we have Bachelor in Paradise finale, but I think there's also a reunion, which I love a reunion. Did you watch Real Housewives yet, by the way? I watched it at like 3 a.m.
No.
It's pretty good.
Oh, I'm excited. It's pretty good. Okay.
It's all about Lisa Barlow. But I mean, I don't know what Whitney and Heather did, but they'll produce, like, this is the Whitney and Heather are goddesses show.
Oh.
And Lisa and Meredith are just, and Jen are just getting, and Mary, they seem to like Mary too. But this was all about how much Lisa sucks. the whole last half of it. So you're going to love it.
Ooh, I'm going to love that.
Love it. Thursday, we have Face on the Milk Carton for TRP. That should be interesting.
Old school Kelly Martin. Can't wait.
Yeah, she's looking 40, but a cool 20. Friday, we have 8:30 a.m., just so you guys know that's when we're recording. Boy Meets World. And then there was Sean. And
that
is a Halloween episode.
Yep,
we're doing Halloween. We're in Halloween, guys.
Yeah, Total Request Podcast. Send in your request for scary, spooky, Halloweenish sort of thing.
There's also on our Facebook groups, although apparently the groups aren't working today because Facebook got hacked. But we love to hate everything, and we love to hate Teen Mom. We all love to hate Teen Mom.
Whatever.
Find us. But there's a couple posts on there you can suggest your Halloween shit.
And leave a 5-star review so you can balance out the shitty ones.
We got a really mean one the other day. Boring! It's like, the only thing worse than an episode of
Teen Mom podcast is listening to this shit.
I was like, okay, well, sorry. So yeah, leave us a review. That'd be great. Yeah. And then that's it. And I'm back with Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom. You know, fourth week in a row.
And I have an episode... Yeah, good for you. And I have an episode of reality TV coming out this week. Little 90 Day Fiance. And a little, I think I have a little J-Lo, Ben Affleck rant.
I also am on Justine's podcast for the Jersey Shore this week.
I was too, okay.
Yeah, so... I know, I heard it. You didn't tell me when you were recording, and then I felt very
I did,
offended.
You actually told me when we were supposed to record, but whatever.
But I'm doing the episode after Jody's episode, and I'm doing the episode after Mike smashes his head against the wall, and he has to put on a neck brace, and he's, like, really milking
it. Great episode.
It is a great episode, yeah. Ron and Sam. Everyone's like, get away, Ron! Get away, Sammy, get away!
Rat, stop!
No, but seriously, you just need to know something. You have to know this!
All right. Yoto. All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.